This is Ted Kennedy with a Thanksgiving message for Senator Al Simpson. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, it's Thanksgiving in Hyannisport for the Kennedys, and we send holiday greetings to the Simpsons in Wyoming and our listeners across the country. We'll be watching The Simpsons on TV tonight, thinking of you. We can't decide whether you remind us of Homer or Bart. The Senate and House have finally adjourned for the year, leaving a heavy load of unfinished business waiting for us in January. We did manage, though, to make this a happier Thanksgiving, or at least a less dismal Thanksgiving, for unemployed workers. We finally got the checks in the mail to start unemployment benefits flowing again for thousands of jobless workers whose benefits have run out in this endless recession. If there's a silver lining to these hard times, Al, it's the growing awareness of the need to do more, not less, to revive our faltering economy. Count your blessings on this holiday. Don't take them for granted.
Ted, I do not take all of my blessings for granted. My wonderful family, friends, the education and opportunities, this job, and it ain't no curse to be able to rib you each day right here on Face Off. Yes, Ted, Thanksgiving is one day a year when I can count on the fact that when you talk about turkeys, you're not just referring to your fellow Democrats. On this special day, Ted, I do hope all of us takes a moment to give honest thanks for the true blessings we receive. I pray, too, that we will reach out to others who could use a helping hand during some tough times. Ted, I know that you do believe that Congress should solve everything on heaven and earth, but at this time of Thanksgiving, let us personally remember that if each American only took the time to volunteer or aid our fellow man, we could surely move far greater mountains than the molehills that our federal government often tries to climb. Ted, from my family in Wyoming to yours in Massachusetts, happy Thanksgiving. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress's unwillingness to make needed defense cuts. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.